Y yo entiendo cómo iba a llegar.
To all of you brothers and sisters.
今天我们继续讨论和思想旧约圣经路德记的系列讲章。
We want to continue to discuss and meditate these verses we've been covering in the book of Ruth.
一个外邦女子的信心道路。
A faith journey of a Gentile woman. We're covering the topic number five.
生命经中的机缘巧合下半部分。
We're covering actually the second part of the coincidence in our life.
那到目前为止，我们随着路德记经历了他们多少个生命中的时刻
？So far, we've been working together. We drew through all the changing moments in our life. I don't know. I'm wondering what you remember all those events.
通过路德记一章五节，拿俄米、路德和俄尔巴这个婆婆和两个儿媳妇所遭受中生命中最痛彻的失去，而面对人群中发生巨大变化的时刻。
If you recall from Ruth chapter 1 verses 1 to 5, Ruth and Naomi and Orpah, they went through this major change in their life.
那通过路德记一章六到十八节，路德和他嫂嫂俄尔巴所面临的生命中巨大的改变之后做出艰难选择的时刻。
And we talked about the after this major change in their life, both Ruth and her sister-in-law, Orpah, they have to make change from this sudden change in their life.
一个离开了，一个留下。
As you probably recall, one of them departed, the other one.
那通过路德一章十九到二十二节，路德和婆婆拿俄米二人双双成为老少寡妇之后，他们相依为命所经历的对生命价值重新认识的时刻。
And third one is recording Ruth chapter 1 verses 19 to 22, and Ruth accompanies her mother-in-law. They both are widows now.So they have to do things together and what they have experienced. And we talk about those as well.
那第四个时刻就是路德记二章一到九节，上一次我们分享的，路德随着婆婆拿俄米来到了伯利恒，到田间拾麦穗，遭遇到生命中机缘巧合的时刻。
And the last sermon that I covered, Ruth followed her mother-in-law back to Bethlehem.And she was cleaning the grain from the field and what she's going through in her lifetime.
那今天是一个外邦女子的信心道路第五部分，就是另外一个时刻。
And today we're going to cover the fifth topic of the faith journey of Ruth.
就借着经文路德记二章十到十七节，我们从摩亚女子路德一起来继续的感受她生命中机缘巧合的那个被认可的时刻，机缘巧合下半部分。
So we like to touch base on the fifth part of it. This is the chances of life that being accepted and recognized in a foreign country.
首先，我们就从路德记二章十到十三节来看看路德受宠若惊。是因为他被认同、被认可的这个时刻。
The first part we're going to cover is from Ruth chapter 2, verses 10 to 13. She was in awe by the recognition and acceptance in a foreign country.
那我们先来看经文，路德记二章十节，路德就伏伏在地叩拜，对他说：“我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾惜我呢？”
So in verse 7, at this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?
那路德记二章十节实际上是最前边第八、第九节，就是那个麦田的主人，那个地主波阿斯。对他说了一番话之后的反应。
So actually, that was the response, if you recall from last sermon, that Boaz they said something to her, and that's the response of that group had.
那我们回忆一下第八、第九节。
So let's reflect what recording chapter 8, verses 8 and 9.
伯阿斯就对路德说：“听我说，小姑娘，你不用到别人的田里去捡麦穗了，你就留在这里跟女工一起，看男工到哪里收割，你就跟着女工捡去。我已经吩咐我的男工不可欺负你，你渴了就到水罐那里喝他们打来的水。”
Then Anna said, "The boy said to Ruth, 'My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and clean in another field, and don't go away from here. Stay here with my servant girls.'" Watch the field where the men are harvesting, and follow along after the girls. I have told the men not to touch you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jar the men have filled.
听了伯阿斯这番话之后，路德立即就伏伏在地叩拜伯阿斯。
After listening to that, Ruth bowed down in a prostrate position to Boaz.
是怎样的心情促使路德伏伏在地叩拜伯阿斯
？So what really touched her to do that?
大家还记不记得路德在出门的时候跟她婆婆拿俄米说了一句话
？I'm wondering whether you remember what Ruth has said to her mother-in-law before she go out to collect grain in the field.
二章二节。摩亚女子路德对拿俄米说：“容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾起麦穗。”
And Ruth said to her mother-in-law that, "Let me go to the field and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor."
所以这里有一个蒙谁的恩。
So you notice that favor was mentioned in Naomi's plea.
路德身为一个外邦人背景的年轻的寡妇
so Ruth is the widow foreigner in the foreign land, as you know.
当他下定决心出门去捡麦穗的时候，心中最期望的就是能够遇到一个他想象中的恩人。
So when she's determined to go out to collect grains, what was in her mind? She wants to find someone who's a helper and can give her favor.
遇到一个能够帮助他的恩人。
She wanna find out someone who willing to give or gave her favor.
所以当他受到眼前这位以色列的财主的恩待和照顾之后，并且对方以什么样的口吻给他讲呢
？So after receiving this favor or help from this person, and then in a very such amazing tone from this person.
不同的经文翻译是不一样，
so、
但是呢，他是有一个长辈的口吻说。我的女儿啊，小姑娘啊。
So in other translation, it was speaking, Boaz was speaking to Ruth in a kind of senior person tone, that my daughter.
所以面对这么一个恩人，
so、facing
路德的感觉是怎么样
？What was her response?
受宠若惊，难以置信。
She just cannot understand who would someone give her such a favor, not knowing her at all.
这中间有一个背景，不知道大家有没有能够想象，外邦人的身份，当时在以色列人中，可以说呢，他我们要算的公民的话，一二三四的，他可能最多能算作四等公民。
Let's put ourselves in her shoes. What is the situation that she has faced in that society? She's considered.As a fourth class citizen in the land,
以色列居民，居民中的穷人、寄居者、外邦人。
So those class Israelite residents and residents of the poor, and then the temporal dwellers and Gentiles.
按照旧约律法的规定，在以色列，所谓的一等和二等公民，他们之间。是互相可以租借粮食、租借钱财等等。
So between the regular residents and poor people, they can lend money between them with no problem, no interest at all.
但是有一个条件，或者说两个条件。第一，是不能收取利息。
I would say about it. You cannot pay interest between from the people.
第二，如果你租借给一二等公民之间。到了七年，他还还不起的话，怎么样了
？So
一笔勾销。
Once you even you have a debt in between them, after the 7 years, all the debt will be cancelled.
所以七年是个安息年，也就是从第八年开始要一笔勾销。
So the seventh year is the seventh year, and after the seventh year, all the debt will be cancelled between the first class citizen and second class citizen.
那在以色列居民中，寄居者呢，三等公民同样也享有这种福利。
So the temporary dwellers in the land also enjoy that type of privilege.
为什么呀
？For what reason?
因为以色列人曾经在埃及。做过寄居者。
Because they all dwelt, Israelites all dwelt in the past in other lands as well.
所以寄居者在他们的祖先里头，在他们心中是刻骨铭心的。
So they all understand what the situation temporal dweller has to go through in their life too.
那唯独着四等公民外邦人，他们呢在以色列人当中。如果有人借给他们钱财的话，一个是可以收取利息的，第二个呢，到了第八年安息年的时候，可以继续的给他追讨。
If you ever lend your money to the full class of the Gentiles, not only the interest will be collected, and their debt will not be canceled after the seventh year.
所以，作为四等公民的路德，此时没有用言语表达他自己的感激和惊讶的。这种心情。
Consider Ruth's situation. She's a fourth-class citizen, so she has no way to express her gratitude.
而是立即的匍匐在地叩拜。
So she bows down and gives thanks to Boaz.
那这个呢，象征的是路德他的地位的卑微，受到恩惠之后他的感谢之情。
So that's kind of like a manifest her gratitude.In a situation, someone actually pay attention to and care for her.
但是路德虽然向波阿斯叩拜表示感激感谢，可是他嘴里问话是怎么讲的
？Well, what did she say after she giving the gratitude? I mean, what did she actually say?
路德向波阿斯下拜，匍匐在地上说：“你为什么待我这么好啊？这么关心我这一个外国人？”或者说这么关心我的一个四等公民。
So why you care for me and pay attention to me for this, for such a foreigner?
我们相信这个时候路德其实他显然还不知道面前这个波阿斯是他死去的公公和丈夫家族中那个至近的亲属，他不了解他的身份。
So Ruth did not know, Boaz has a very close relationship with, her family.
所以面前的大财主大男人波阿斯对他这个外邦的年轻的寡妇所表现出来这种慷慨和好意，在路德心中一方面是感激，另外一方面是不是哇怀疑。
So while for a stranger showing such a favor, so she would have some doubt in her mind, right?
有一点担忧和顾虑。
So she may have a little bit of worry, a little bit concerned. Why would someone pay such a great care to her?
那十一节的经文，波阿斯回答说：“自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，到素不认识的民中，这些事，人全都告诉我了。”
Now Boaz replied, "I have been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law and since the death of your husband, how you left your husband.Father, your mother, and your homeland, and came to live with the people you did not know before.
哇，听了这句话之后，趴在地上的路德恐怕可以把心完全放在肚子。
So now, after listening to this, now her troubled mind completely settled, right?
那请问经文这里出现了有一个短语叫离开父母。
So over here it says, father.
请问在圣经其他地方是什么地方出现离开父母？
I don't know if you collect it. Other verses in the Bible also says about leaving your father and mother. You probably all recall.
在什么地方？创世纪。
Yeah.
那这什么意思？
So what does actually mean when a person does that?
创世纪二章二十四节，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So in Genesis says, the person will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife.
离开父母原来是含有表达男女婚姻关系的意思。
So the meaning of leaving your parents has some meaning that you're going to be reunited someone else, that's your wife.
但是路德跟随他的婆婆拿俄米来到伯利恒，就他的主观愿望而言，是不是为了结婚而来？
You can kind of wonder why would Naomi accompany her mother-in-law to Bethlehem.
那前面我记得咱们分享过，说按照以色列的律法或者是他们的传统，兄弟之间哥哥去世以后留下嫂嫂之后，未婚的弟弟有责任娶嫂嫂。
So I will probably share with you one of the Israelite law is the brother, elder brother, if his brother die and the brother has a responsibility to marry the wife of his brother.
生下的第一个儿子要归到哥哥的名下。
The first son will belong to the deceased brother.
有责任为哥哥留下继承家业的后代。
So they have the responsibility to continue their blood.
所以在路德决定跟随拿俄米回伯利恒之前，他非常清楚这个以色列的传统。
So Ruth knows their tradition and their law.Very much.
你看当时路德记一章十二节和十三节这样讲，回去吧我的女儿，走吧，我已经太老了，不能再结婚了，就算我还有一丁点的希望能在今天晚上结婚，而且会生儿子，你们愿意等他们长大吗？你们能等着不去嫁别人吗？不，我的女儿们，这是不可能的。
So Naomi has already said, return home my daughters, why would you come with me? Am I going to have another more son?Who could become your husband? Return home, my daughter. I'm too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me.
所以路德选择跟随摩阿米来到伯利恒的目的只有一个。什么目的？
The reason that Ruth followed Naomi to the land of Bethlehem.
仅仅是为了奉养摩阿米，为他。
The only thing is to care for her mother-in-law.
奉养拿俄米，为他养老送终。
And that's the only purpose she came to that land.
所以路德万万没有想到，在他做出这种生命中最艰难的抉择选择之后，他自己可能还没有体会到。可是呢，他在别人的眼中已经有了一个形象，是什么样的形象？
So she didn't even realize why she's doing this important decision that left a great impression upon someone else.
这是一个勇于牺牲精神、忠诚孝道、德行的这样一个好女子。
This is manifestations of a sacrifice and then a traditional filial piety to her parents.
所以设身处地的想象一下路德。这个女子无论是对古代还是当今时代的人来讲都是难能可贵的。
So thinking about what Ruth her decision, you know it. What she did is really, really magnificent. Consider the culture back then and then the our modern culture.
她也是配得赏赐的。
She's also worthy of praises and rewards.
所以我们可以用一个小标题来界定十到二章十到十一节。
So we can kind of conclude with two main things for what Ruth has done.
艰难抉择所彰显出的美德。
The marriage was exhibited through the difficult decision she made in her life.
那我现在想请问弟兄姐妹们，做了基督徒之后，我们怎样看待祷告？
So I will ask you a question after you become a believer. What do you think about praying?
尤其是周三晚上教会的祷告。
Especially the combined prayer meeting on Wednesdays.
有弟兄姐妹可能说您又来了。
And brother and sister will say, well, are you repeating this again one more time?
那只是教会牧师和长子领袖们在一起聚集一块的一种方式吗？
Well, this is prayer meeting for pastors and all the deacon board. It has nothing to do with me.
做基督徒不在于嘴巴上的空求吗？
we just need to pray, right?
要得到工作、学习、生活上的恩惠，这才是最重要的。
We need to find things we need in our life and find things we need by doing our work. That's the most important thing we want to pursue, right?
所以我作为一个基督徒来讲，祷告会参加不参加无所谓。
So it really doesn't matter that much if I participate for a meeting or not, right?
也无关紧要，是不是？
It's really not clear any significance at all.
在接下来的十二，都在第二章十二到十三节经文中的路德，他呢似乎就是处在这样一种属灵的光景之中。
And now we can kind of read Luke chapter 2 verses 12 and 13. She is in this kind of spiritual situation we all need to learn.
神的恩典赏赐予人的慷慨所施。
She got a great gracious reward from the Lord and a generous benevolence from man.
我们先来看二章十二节，愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你得他的赏赐。
So Boaz said, May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel.Under whose wings you have come to take refuge.
这里有两个赏赐在十二节。
So there are two kinds of reward, so to speak.
那第一个赏赐呢，我们来看，它实际上的意思是报答、补偿的意思。
The first reward actually is kind of like repay or just compensation, so to speak.
那第二个赏赐，它的本意。是奖励的意思。
The second type of reward is really is a added reward or something to pray to give thanks to someone.
所以你看，现代中文译本它这样讲的：愿上主照你所做的报答你，愿以色列的上帝所投靠的上主厚厚的赏赐。
So in the Chinese contemporary translation, it says like this: May the Lord repay you what you have done.And may the God of Israel to reward you graciously.
PEV version, the best English version. 那波阿斯实际上我们仔细来思想一下，在此呢，他是用一种祷告的方式来表达对路德的祝福的。
So Boaz is doing this in also a kind of like a way of praying to the Lord to reward Ruth.
但是呢，当我们仔细的来了解的话，后边的这个赏赐这个词儿呢，却是与圣经中神赏赐给人好几次的地方用到赏赐给人的是跟生儿育女有关系的。
Well, a lot of, when I study this, a lot of scripture places, they're using the reward as in a way of giving people their children. It's the same word they use.
你看在创世纪十五章一节，这是以后耶和华在异象中对有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你，要给你后代。
So Genesis 15:1, after this the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield. You will be, you will very great, greatly rewarded.
腓路德记二章十二节后边那个赏赐和这里的赏赐呢，他们是同一个字源，同一个字根。
So the word in Luke chapter 2 is the same root.
尤其是这一节经文，诗篇一百二十七篇第三节，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
In Psalm 123:3 says, "Children are the heritage from the Lord, offspring of a word from Him." That word is specifically.That is the same word as in the root, chapter 2.
所以到此我们可以说，这实在是圣经中文学表现手法的妙笔所在。
So it's kind of like a hidden message according to literature. We were to really have offspring, something like that.
路德记二章十二节后边的这个赏赐是在暗示着一 更深层的意思。
And there's even deeper meaning in afterwards.
是在为以后的经文的故事的情节的发展埋下了伏笔。
So actually, there's a lot of things going to happen afterwards.
好，那在十二节中，另外还有一个词儿。
There is another word I want to discuss.
你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下。
So you need to come to the wings of God Israel, that you will come to take refuge.
实际上，这个意思呢，就是波阿斯借着祷告来称赞路德，你已经投靠到耶和华以色列神的翅膀下。
So that was actually from a prayer that Boaz saying to Ruth that you have come to the refuge of the God of Israel.
那这个翅膀大家一想呢，首先有一种意思呢，它就是一个保护的意思。
So you think about wings really is a for protection.
在耶和华的翅膀底下，我们是一个什么样的感觉？
So under the wings of God Israel, so what kind of picture is that?
出埃及记十九章四节，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
In Exodus 19:4 it says, "You yourself have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carry you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself."
诗篇第十七篇第八节，求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳人，将我隐藏在你翅膀的荫下。
Are you protect me with my eyes and you hide in the shadow of your wings?
另外呢，如果讲翅膀的话，它还有一种含义呢，就是在以色列人他们的约柜两旁有两个基路伯是张开翅膀，是象征着以色列神同在。
So you're thinking about wings, you're thinking about wings from the cherubim that protect the ark, that means the presence of the Lord.
也说明路德，你已经归到以色列人中间。
That means telling Ruth you have been as a people in Israel. You're one of them now.
所以我们来思想路德记二章十一到十二节两节经文，不但是波阿斯对路德的赞赏。
So not only is the praise from Boaz to Ruth in this chapter two，
更可以说是以波阿斯为代表的以色列人，已经对路德这个外邦人有了一个认同的感觉。
So they also mention about the recognition from the Israelite people for Ruth. They completely accepted her.
那当路德得到这样一个被认同的安全的回答和表达之后，他心里头得到了很大很大的安慰。
So Ruth, as you can imagine, she received great comfort after she was able to experience this acceptance.
所以这个年轻的寡妇，这个被称为小姑娘的外邦女子，接下来的话，我们来看二章十三节。路德说：“我主啊，愿在你眼前蒙恩。我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还用慈爱的话安慰我的心。”
And then Ruth replied, "May I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord? You have given me comfort and have spoken kindly to your servant.So I do not have standing of one of your servant girls."
这就是第二部分，第二小节，我刚开始分享的那样。波阿斯求的是路德，你可以，你要从耶和华神那里得到恩惠恩赐。
So Boaz pray that you receive a favor from the Lord.
但是路德这个时候呢，他心中所想的是什么？我要注重现实。
But Ruth was thinking about what I wanted to do at the present time, what I want to gain at the present time.
他更希望眼前这位慈祥和蔼的、毫无盛气凌人架势的一个大财主波阿斯，能够成为他的恩人。
So she was just focusing the Boaz as a millionaire will be continue to have a favor on her.
并且他话中有话了。
But she also had a lot of meaning in the way she responded back.
她将自己外邦人那个身份 想着要改变，我虽然不羁你的使女，听清了没有？
So,
他好像在提醒这个老板。
She was trying to compare herself to the servant in the field.
大家注意啊，这个外邦人和使女之间，那他要从四等公民要往上提呀。
So there's still a big difference between the
是有本质的区别的。
And the servant in their society.
或许在这个时候，路德他心中已经断定眼前这个布阿斯是个好人。
Maybe she will recognize a boy as such a kind and generous person.
所以当下他脑子里边一闪念，哇，如果能够成为他的使女该多好。
So she was trying to say, if I can become one of your serving girls, that'd be great.
可是呢，我们信神有经常说神的意念高过人的意念。令路德万万没有想到的是
，But we always know God was higher than man's way, right? So
不久的将来，他就会成为面前这位大财主的妻子，当然是后话。
God has a better plan for her. Eventually, as you learn, Ruth becomes Boaz.
所以接下来的经文证明了路德他的判断极为正确。
So verses after that kind of explain Ruth has a very good understanding of what's going to happen.
波阿斯确实是一个宽宏大量、慷慨、善解人意，并且呢，处事周到的一个可以信赖。
And Boaz is such a general thing, an understanding person, also really know how to manage things.
或者说是路德的一个在地上的恩人。
So we can say that she is really the helper for Ruth on this earth.
路德记二章十四到十七节，喜出望外得收获。
So on Ruth 14 to 17, we're gonna talk about harvest beyond expectation.
当吃饭的时候，波阿斯对路德说：“你到这里来吃饼，将饼蘸在醋里。”路德就在收割的人旁边坐下。他们把烘了的穗子送给他，他吃饱了还有余剩的，他起来又拾取麦穗。布阿斯吩咐仆人说，他就是在捆中拾取麦穗也可以容他，不可羞辱他，便要从捆里抽出来一些留在地下任他拾取，不可吃下他。这样路德在田间拾取麦穗，直到晚上将所拾取的打了，约有一一法大。
So it's such a long word, I'm not going to repeat this. Do you want me to read it through? That's all right. You can read it from.
大家注意，在十四节里面提到将饼蘸在醋里。
So over here mentioned about dipping the bread in the vinegar.
那根据犹太的传统，他们这种醋呢是用葡萄酿制的一种醋。
So according to the Jewish custom, those vinegar were made from the grape.
它呢，这种醋可以使体温下降，对于尤其对于在炎热的夏天收割的工人来讲，用这种醋蘸点饼呢，既可以避免中暑，又可以刺激胃肠，所以呢，有很好的、有效的恢复精神和体力的作用。
So this kind of vinegar is really good for the hard labor in summertime. You can prevent temperature going up, prevent heat stroke.Also, the hard workers can recover really well. So it's a great thing for the laborers in the field in the summertime.
另外也提到烘烤的麦穗。
And it's also talking about the baking of this barley grain.
麦子出熟的时候，在火上烘烤一下，手一搓就能吃了。大家吃过没？
So after those barley been harvested, you put it in under the fire and bake it, and you can kind of.Rub it in your hand with that kernel. I don't know. I'm wondering if you ever tasted some of those at all.
我小的时候在外国家吃过。
I have the chance to taste one of those at my grandma's house.
如果把那个嫩的麦子在磨上，稍微拉一圈下来以后呢，出来一条一条的，一蒸用蒜一拌，哇！
So after that being freshly harvested, you put in the stone meal.And then it becomes so, it's not hard, right? It's really soft. Those things are just like.
那以色列他们呢是烘烤了以后呢，味道非常香，嚼起来也筋道。
So after that being baked, there's a very, very great of flavors and smells good too.
是以色列地区特有的一种季节性的食物。
So those are seasonal during the harvest season.
他们可能会收很多，烘烤起来以后呢，存放起来，出门的时候带走干粮。
So the last thing they harvest and put it and dry them and then carry it as a dry food when they're on their journey.
那通过前面这一些经文，我们看到波阿斯一而再、再而三的照顾路德。
So Boaz really takes great care for Ruth in any aspect you can think of.
就在路德他第一天出门捡麦穗的时候，他收获有多大？
I'm wondering whether you know that the first day Ruth went out to the field to clean grain. Do you know how much she collected?
第十七节描写到，说是一依法打麦。
And over in 17 it says one effer of.
他这里这个依法呢，是以色列古代的重量单位。
So those are the old weight measure system in old Israel.
那现在根据一些资料、考古资料的计算呢，有两种说法。
So there are two, according to the archaeology study, there's two ways to understand how much. Effort is.
一种说法呢，这个一依法大概是29磅。
So they were saying that was a 29 English pounds.
还有一种说法呢，是55磅。
And the other one says 50 English pounds.
那咱们现在给它平均一下，假如说是30磅的话，30磅是多少
so that's just kind of put in average about 30 pounds. Do you understand how much of 30 pounds?
不知道一个年轻的一个女孩怎么把这30磅麦子带回家。
I don't know how a young woman not a lot of strength can she carry.
在以色列当时，一个男工一天的干活一天的收入，大家知道多少
？Do you know how much a regular male labor can harvest in the field?
大概是2磅。
What? 2 pounds? Okay.
一个男工一天的收入。
Just one day, the male laborer can only get 2 pounds in the field.
所以路德一天所捡的麦子最低限度也相当于一个男工半个月的收入。
So it's almost equivalent to a half a month of a labor from a male laborer.
路德之所以能够得到他超值所获。主要有两个方面的原因，我们来看。
The reason why Ruth has such a harvest is because of the following two reasons.
15节，他就是在捆中拾取麦穗，也可以容他。
So mentioned about she can collect those directly from the bundles.
16节，必要从捆里抽出起来，留在地下任他拾取。
And Boaz also ordered their servant to pull out some.Dog from the bundle to lead us to Ruth to collect.
按道理说，波阿斯遵守以色列的律法，容许路德在他的地头田间地角拾取麦穗，并且可以紧跟着女工，已经是得天独厚。别人还在远处呢。
According to rule, Boaz can just leave Ruth to follow their servant to collect grain. That's all is needed according to their law.
所以十五、十六节这里，波阿斯的做法显然是超出了一般的行为。
So what Boaz done is completely not according to standard, actually beyond what the law requires.
他容许洛德紧跟着收割的工人在麦捆中拾取，甚至抽取麦穗，这跟偷和抢有什么区别
？Boaz allows Ruth to be within the workers to collect.Spike from the bundles directly, so it's almost like stealing or robbing from them, right?
波阿斯竟然额外的吩咐他的仆人不可欺负、不可羞辱路德的所谓这个偷的行为。
So it would say, Boaz completely explicitly asked him not to touch her, not to rebuke her, not to be mean to her.
更禁止他的仆人斥责、轰撵路德的所谓抢的这个。
So actually, Boaz convinced their servant not to rebuke her if she ever takes anything from the spot.
所以到这个时候，我们来思想。
So let's think.
或许这个时候，在波阿斯他的 概念里边，他已经不看路德成是一个外邦人了。
So Boaz, in the mind of Boaz, he did not treat Ruth as a Gentile woman.
甚至已经不看她是寄居者。
Not only she didn't, he didn't even consider her as a temporary dweller.
寄居者的身份，如果迈出到今天是什么身份？是不是已经拿了绿卡的身份？
To consider a temple developed almost equivalent to a person who already have a green card.
因为路德已经脱离了自己的民族与信仰。
Because Ruth has departed from her own country and completely departed from her culture and her own belief.
她已经跟随着婆婆拿俄米来归到以色列人的群体中。
Following her mother-in-law, she is completely emerged.Herself in the Israel society.
他是属于以利米勒家族的人，他是波阿斯的至近的亲属。
So she's already in the family of Lamecha, and then she's a close relative to Boaz.
所以在这儿如果打一个结的话，说是对孝道女子的赞赏和尊敬，对弱寡女子的同情和爱怜，对同族里边的贫穷的亲属。照顾的责任等等等等，这些呢，这些就是以色列人因着心中的信仰，在他们的日常生活的行动中所表现出来。
So this is kind of manifestations of what Israel people believe. They pay great respect to the people that have filial piety to their parents. They also have great mercy and compassion to the weak woman.Also, they take great care of close relatives. This is their faith and manifesting this action, such as being demonstrated in Boaz.
那即便是我们今天的读者在看到发生在这个外邦摩亚女子身上的事情，似乎感觉到是一次又一次的巧合。
So when you kind of walk through the life journey with together with Ruth, you kind of think about it's all coincidence.In your life, there are all chances, all opportunities.
我们相信经文到这个时候，就连当事人路德他自己，恐怕也是在懵懵懂懂之中，不知不觉地置身于这些一个一个的机缘巧合之中。
Well, Ruth probably did not know either. She was considered all just coincidence in your life.
那在社会，人类社会发展到今天，在我们。或者从我们认识神的开始到最终成为基督徒，在我们的生命过程中有没有遇到机缘巧合的事情？
So we ever come across such a coincidence as what Ruth has experienced?
有没有？
Anything? I'm sure there are some.
我和师母是在2000年11月21号来到美国的。
My wife and myself came to the States in 2000, November 21st.
师母当时是在肯塔基的路易斯大学医学院做博士后研究。
So my wife went to Louisville, Kentucky as a postdoctoral researcher at a medical hospital.
到机场接机的是当时医学院儿科系的一位美国秘书小姐。
So was someone receiving a secretary from pediatrics department.
他把我们安顿好之后，他自言自语地说：“今天恰巧是感恩节。”
After she settled down, both my wife and myself, she was thinking about today, coincidentally, is a Thanksgiving.
他们两人刚到这儿，怎么样度过这个long weekend长周末？
So she was thinking about how would myself and my wife have to go through this long weekend of Thanksgiving holiday.
那在他旁边被邀请一起到机场。接我们飞机的是上海一个大学的一个副教授，他恰巧是个基督徒。
So one of them come to pick up is a associate professor from Shanghai Medical School, and he also is a Christian.
他说我来安排，他恰巧是个基督徒。
So he's a Christian.
他说我来安排他们的长周末。
So he volunteered to arrange our long weekend.
所以这个副教授说，我带你们去一个这个城市里面中国人多的地方。
So I'll take you to a place that have a lot of Chinese people.
结果他领着我们去参加了当地华人教会的周五、周六晚上的聚会，还有礼拜天的崇拜。
So we take up to a fellowship that was in a local Christian church, both on over the weekend.
那就在第二个周五团契的聚餐的时候。
So second Friday, while I was in the fellowship meeting,
在我的饭桌上，我恰巧的遇到了一位美国弟兄。
And coincidentally, I met a brother.From over here.
他是一个摄影工作室的老板。
He is a boss for a photographer shop.
他说他向神求了一年多，希望神给他一个帮手。
So he was saying that he prayed to God that he can have an assistant to help him in his shop.
说没想到神从北京给他派来了一位商业广告摄影的高手。
So he didn't know that someone was sending him a person to the right who is.An expert in commercial photography.
这就是说我来到美国的第二周，适合我的本职工作的这个机会恰巧找上我。
So that means coincidentally, on the second week, I find a job that's just what I've been doing.
那师母当时工作的儿童医院位于市中心的位置。
And my wife working at the center of the city for in the hospital.
所以当时我们被安排。在市中心的一个老人公寓暂时
住宅。So we're renting a senior apartment.
师傅每天上下班要穿过三个街区。
So we need to go through three blocks to be able to go to the place my wife works.
冬天天黑的早，路上又冷又不安全。
So it's really not safe and cold during the winter time.
我们刚到还没有买车。
We did not have a car back then.
所以每天早晚我都得步行去接送。
So I had to walk to pick up my wife and accompany her back to home.
那在当时整个 Louisville 的市中心只有一所医学院的供学生学者住的公寓。
So there's only one apartment for the students in the for the medical college, so to speak.
就在师母上班那个楼对面。
So just there was one apartment just next to the hospital that my wife worked.
那通常情况下，如果登记注册最少三个月，甚至时间更长，才能够有新的房间。那就在我每天步行接送师母上下班大概一个多月的时候，有一位访问学的女生邀请师母说：“我们到校区的管理宿舍的办公室去看一看。”
It was one lady that welcomed us to see the apartment at belonged to the college.
师母碍于面子，就陪着她去了。我们刚到一个多月，不可能有机会嘛。
So my wife kind of hesitated to follow her.
结果到了办公室以后，师母呢就顺便把自己的情况向那位办公室的工作人员反映了计划。反映完了，她说。恰巧有一个房子出。
So my wife told her that you know our situation that we're looking for a problem we don't have and it happened coincidentally they got an apartment.
那我们当时住的老人公寓允许按月付费。
So we living over in the senior apartment we allowed to pay our rent every month.
但是呢，每次要提前三到五天交费。
You need to pay the rental fee three or five days ahead of time.
你交完了以后，第二天你要离开，一分钱不退。
So if you ever want to cancel your contract, you don't have to pay any penalty.
结果学生公寓的管理人员跟师母讲说，你过一段时间来拿钥匙。拿钥匙的那一天，在我们允许离开搬家的那一天，恰巧是那个月的最后。
And while we got this key from the new apartment, happened to be the last day for my old apartment too.
所以从我们2000年11月21号感恩节下飞机。
So from the day that I arrived in the United States, 2000, November 21st.
到12月30号在中西部基督徒冬令会上绝食信主。
And on December 24th, I was able to trust the Lord and believe in the Lord.
再到2001年4月15号复活节受洗归主。
And then on 2001 and April 15, I was baptized on the Easter.
短短四个多月的时间里边，在我和师母的生命经历中，发 发生了许许多多恰巧恰巧恰巧的事。
So within that 4 months, there's a lot of coincidental events in our life.
我相信正是这些生命中所经历的一次一次的机缘巧合。
I solely believe because of those coincidental events in our lives.
将我们这一对被无神论的信念浇灌、凝固了大半生的，不愿意承认自己是罪人的罪人。
That brought up both of us atheists to someone who believed in Lord.
将我们的生命改变。
And completely transformed our life.
将我们的生命翻转。
And then change over for our life.
引导我们走向了服侍神的道路。
And led us to a path to serve the Lord.
那我更相信，像许许多多受洗归主的弟兄姐妹们一样。
I solely believe that a lot of believers, we all know that.
在我们生命经历中的每一次的机缘巧合，在他的背后是那位神。
We all know who's behind all these coincidental events.
是那位神在做工。
Our sovereign chief Lord behind all of this.
感谢主。
We give thanks to our Lord.
我们一起低头祷告。
Bow and pray together.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话。
Father great, we want to give you thanks that you give us wonderful words.
使我们的生命有方向。
So we have a purpose and direction in our life.
愿主您的圣灵保守我们，坚固我们。
That you continue to keep us and firm keep up firm,
使我们在这末世的时代走在信心的道路上。
In the last day, we can continue to work in this faith journey with you together.
随时准备为去完成主您的大使命而奉献我们。
We'll continue to serve you to complete this great mission you bestow upon us.
愿主您的圣灵与我们同在。
May your spirit with us.
这样的感恩祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Thanksgiving and praise is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.